Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Chronicle. Oh. And he was pleading to get the 93 sailors who had tested positive for coronavirus off the boat. And like the rest of America, they were having a struggle getting all the tests done. Anyway, they said that they applauded this guy for being able to do his job, but yet they've relieved this man of command. Yeah, I read this article just now. Captain Brett Crozier, commanding officer of the Teddy Roosevelt, has been relieved at the direction of the Department of the Navy. So how about that? And he said, and in the letter that got made it into the paper, said, look, we're not at war. There's no reason to have our best resource, our sailors, suffering right now and losing guys to this. So apparently somebody didn't like the way it looked like maybe our fighting posture wasn't being preserved in these circumstances. Either way, he's out of the job as the guy who's running the boat.
This is interesting.
Slippery slope, right?
Yes, it is. And, you know, you ask these commanders to do a job in very narrow situations. What I mean by that is, you know, these guys are out and they're making decisions on the fly and they're trying to do what's best for their crew. And so you make these decisions, Mike, and then it ultimately costs you your job. That's tough. That's a tough one. I kind of agree with them on this. I really do.
So eventually the Navy did get most, and as more guys are being scheduled to rotate off the boat, and then I guess they'll have to try to, you know, sanitize it, do what they're going to do. But it just seems like a guy that was in a really untenable position, and he's like thinking about the safety of his crew. So I'm not sure what this bodes, if it bodes well for his future with the Navy. But I mean, I think he's a guy that deserves a lot of respect because he's looking out for his guys. All right, on the flip side, from people that are serving our country to idiots, let's go down to Florida. A dopey, self-involved Florida woman arrested for being out doing nothing but being on her phone on Instagram. Arrested for a violation of the executive order in downtown Stuart, Florida, was one Melissa Barton Schmidt. She was talking live, oh my God, on Facebook about how she hasn't gotten the results of her COVID-19 test, and she's kind of freaking out, but she takes the sidewalk. So while she's doing this stupid stuff, she looks over her shoulder, oh my God, looks like there's a cop there. I mean, I might get arrested. And she was.
Why are people so dumb? I mean, honestly, I don't understand this, Mike. This is probably the hardest part I'm having right now. Why are people just so dumb?
Yeah, I mean, and look, some cities, as we said, I mean, you know, there's, if you're not doing anything, if you're going to the supermarket, if you got a job that requires you got to be in the car, that's one thing. But to literally be on Instagram, I'm waiting on the results of my test. I mean, you know, you are the poster person who should be at home, you know, hunkered down in their living room. So I hope the cop didn't get any cooties if she had it. But Stuart, downtown Stuart, Florida on the East Coast is part of the rest of Florida, obviously, which is now hunkering down once the governor there finally decided to take it to the next level. So, yeah, I mean, you and I were joking around. I mean, if you get out in your car and you got golf clubs in the back, are the cops going to pull you over? I don't know, but I think some common sense is involved. If you think you're sick or you're not sure you're sick, you shouldn't be outside for sure amongst other places, right?
That's it. Yeah, I mean, and don't put other people in jeopardy. But yeah, I don't, man. People are making crazy and dumb decisions, Mike. And I know you have seen all these stories about people just feeling so down and out and distraught that they feel like they have to do something crazy to get attention. And this is not the time. This is not the time.
You ain't lying. Hey, man, we got two big personalities in the state of Mississippi coaching football. We know about Lane Kiffin at Oxford, and we got Mike Leach over in Stark, Vegas. Well, Mississippi State coach apologizes for an offensive, at least some found it offensive, Twitter post. Let me explain. Mike Leach, as you know, Carl, has got a, you know, pretty wild sense of humor, and we generally laugh at 90% of the jokes, but he posted on Twitter an image of an old lady that is sitting there knitting. It's a meme. And so you have an old woman with knitting sticks in her hand. And the caption says, after 2 weeks of quarantine with her husband, Gertrude decided to knit him a scarf. But it's a noose.
Oh, oh.
Now, the idea being she wants to kill her husband. They're going, he's driving her crazy. If he was still at Washington State, sure. But to do that when you're in the state of Mississippi and all that that entails, needless to say, raised a couple of eyebrows.
As it should have. Got to know your audience. Got to know where you're at.
Yeah, lynching That's, jokes, I mean, even
no,
though, I mean,
nothing
in,
funny.
In a vacuum, the joke in and of itself is pretty funny. But when you take it outside of a vacuum, when you put it in the real world and you put it in the deep south, you're right. It's just not going to fly.
Yeah, that's a bad look, man. And I don't care how you try to describe it. By the way, there are certain things you can't describe getting out of, Mike. You know?
Right.
Trying to explain why you were making nooses or lynching jokes.
Right.
Talking about the Holocaust. Bringing up things about 9/11. There are certain things you just have all. There's no way out.
Right. It's a comedy killer. I get it. She's talking about wanting to kill her husband, but it's the method of the killing that was going to get people upset. And even some of the players on Miss State apparently took to social media, so that's a nice way to start your run. Coach Leach says on Twitter, I sincerely regret if my choice of images in my tweets were found offensive. I had no intention of offending anyone. So, again, I mean, it's not the end of the world, but it's certainly not the optics you want to roll down and start your career down there with. But that's Mike. I mean, when you hire Leach, you know you're getting that part of the, that's part of the equation, right?
It is, and you have to know that. I mean, I'm sure his AD and everybody's aware that he's a jokester, but you got to know your audience.
All right, man.
You got to know where you're at.
Today is April 2nd. Famous birthdays today. Good friends of the Falcons, good friends of Trey Young and Julio Jones. Quavo of the Migos turns 29, born in Athens, Georgia today.
Quavo! They've made a little bit of money. Those Migos guys, man, they're pretty good.
Right, and got a good connection to Metro Atlanta. They support the home teams. Michael Fassbender, really talented actor. You know him for many guys who like the X-Men stuff. He's the young Magneto, Carl.
Oh, yeah.
Also plays the robot in the Aliens movies. You know, they've done those Aliens, like, you know, the prequels to Aliens. He's the android. That's Michael Fassbender. Plays David, who's always ready to kill somebody on the ship and put
the
aliens
ship,
in there. Yeah, really good. Yeah, pretty cool. Also today, one of our favorite shows, Narcos. Also, this man played the Viper in Game of Thrones. It was going so well against the Mountain, Carl, until it wasn't. Pedro Pascal turns 45 today.
Boy, that's a killer fight scene, isn't it?
When that thing goes south, you're like, oh. It's about the most graphically violent scene you've ever seen in fight. You're not a Game of Thrones. By the way, and if you're not on Game of Thrones, I mean, I would recommend that over, you know, Tiger King, but what do I know? Christopher Maloney, Elliot Stabler on Law & Order, he turns 59 today. By the way, they're going to bring his character back, Carl, in a new Law & Order SVU spinoff series. Now, you're not going to have Mariska Hargitay, at least we don't believe she's going to be in there. A lot of people have followed the show, so what are they just, those two just finally going to hook up for once and for all? But a 13-episode series, so they're bringing Stabler back. And Maloney, great actor, very talented guy.
How long has that show been on, Mike? 20 years?
At least. Yeah, because, I mean, you know, it's funny. Ice-T, they keep on rolling with him. He's been there forever. I don't know. Yeah. By the way, while you're speaking of shows to get caught up on, if you didn't see it, and this is not for everyone, and this is definitely not for the kids, did you ever get to watch Happy on the Sci-Fi Network?
No, I didn't see it.
All right, it's based on a cartoon. Patton Oswalt does the voice of Christopher Maloney's character's daughter. It's her imaginary friend. His daughter gets kidnapped, and the imaginary friend, only Chris Maloney can see him. It's trippy as hell. The first season, it's dark. It's not for everybody, but Happy. Look for it if you can find it on demand or from Sci-Fi. Just made me think of it with Maloney's birthday. All right, man. Also, born today on this date, Marvin Gaye, one of the most unique national anthems ever performed. And just what a dude. Sir Alec Guinness, Obi-Wan Kenobi, also the Bridge on the River Kwai. He didn't get knighted for nothing. All right, Carl. On this date in 1513.
1513.
What happened in North America on this date in 1513?
1513.
Spanish
somebody,
guy.
Say again?
Spanish guy.
Yeah,
explorer.
He discovered Florida.
Bing! Ponce de Leon. They named a street after him here in Atlanta. Yes, looking for the Fountain of Youth. Ponce de Leon Park, 1513. He claims Florida for all of Spain. On this date in 1982, Argentina invades the Falkland Islands, and then England took them back 4 months later. And Pope John Paul II died on this day in 2005. The only pope I ever got to see in person, Carl. They had a parade. 79, it was a rainy day in New York, and that was before the Pope Mobile. It was before that maniac tried to shoot him. So it was the Pope. It was the Pope popping out of the sunroof of a Cadillac. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, because now they've got all the bulletproof stuff all around.
Right.
And yeah, interesting.
And if you went to Catholic school, you got off of school, which is even cooler.
Never seen the Pope. Never seen the Pope. You've seen one Pope.
Hey, man, that's your Guy Talk today, brought to you by our buddies at Resurgence.
Top 3 at 6 is on the way. Interviews as well. Trey Young, find out what he's been up to during coronavirus. And you're also going to get a chance, guys, to hear from a guy that I think you'll want to listen to. Stay tuned. It's all on the way in the 6 o'clock hour.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.